Your mind transcends limitations. Your consciousness expands in every direction. And you find yourself in a new and great and wonderful world. Dormant forces, faculties, and talents come alive. And you discover yourself to be a greater person by far than you ever dreamed yourself to be. There's some very important wisdom in that. This idea of finding yourself inspired means that you allow these dormant forces, these things that are in every single one of us, to come alive. Consciousness begins to expand. Things begin to show up in your life. You begin to manage the coincidences of your life. Things that you thought, and everybody has these kinds of experiences where your attention is on something, where you're thinking about something. I don't know, maybe it's your sister who lives in another city, in another part of the world. And you can't get your mind off of her, and you haven't talked to her for 5 years. And the telephone rings. And it's your sister. And when those things happen, you go, booga, booga, booga. What's going on here? And you call everybody that you know. And you say, you're not going to believe what happened. Everybody's got a story like that. And it happens to them on a regular basis. I was just thinking about that. And you showed up. Somebody told me that here this evening. I didn't even know that I was going to be coming to this. And a friend of mine, I just ran into him, and he said, he's speaking here, and would you like to come to this television show? And he said, I just can't believe that it happened. I said, but when you start, what happens is when you start to get inspired in your life, you start to reach new levels, and things begin to, but if you believe that it can't, or if you think it's just a coincidence, which is an interesting word, because in mathematics, coincidence talks about angles that coincide. They coincide. It's perfect. There's a perfection in coincide, coincidence. But we think that it just means that it was just some lucky thing that just sort of happened to me. And it was just something that is in the world of chance. And I'd like to suggest that managing those coincidences and getting yourself inspired is one of the great lessons we can learn from these ancient teachers. There's something that is called the perennial philosophy. It was a book written by Aldous Huxley. And I've read it many times and read through it and quoted from it, and it's a big part of my life. And what he did is he looked at the wisdom of ancient people. And he looked at the wisdom of contemporary people. He looked at Eastern and Western religions. He looked at philosophy from the Native Americans and people who lived in tribes and the Stoic philosophers and so on. He studied all of these different people, and he said there's a perennial philosophy. And this perennial philosophy is something that human beings have believed in since we have such something called recorded history. They've all believed in that. And there's two things that all societies and all peoples have embraced, no matter what time they appeared here on this planet. He said the first is that they know that there is a world beyond the world of the changing. Beyond the world of the changing. So that the world of the changing, when Lao Tzu, the great ancient founder of the Tao, back in the 5th century BC, founder of Taoism, a beautiful sort of philosophy, which is all summarized in about 83 pages. It's great. All right? You can read it in an afternoon. And Lao Tzu was asked the question, what is real, master? What is real? And his response was, that is real, which never changes. So almost as if you have to look at your own life and your own self, and you have to ask the question, what part of me meets that criteria? What part of me says, I am eternal? I have always been. What part of you has never changed? I don't know about you, but it's not my body. I promise you that. My body has undergone dramatic changes, but there's inside of this body, there is a witness. And this witness is noticing and observing and has never aged or never changed.